The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Put your microphone on. Put your microphone on. Put your microphone on. Come on! Dr. Josh Claypo, Tony Curry. It's Thursday. We did the Curry and Claypo show, something we do on Facebook every single week. And, of course, we also podcast our shows. We'll do about three or four different 10-minute segments talking about things that are happening in this crazy world of ours.
How did I miss so much news? Like,
I know.
And I watched, like, I scroll through. How did I miss it all?
We're going to get into the Dylan Mulvaney stuff today.
Did it happen yesterday?
No, it's been going on for a while. In case people don't know, by the way, we're going to talk about that. Why are women burning their bras? And also,
yeah. You know why? You know why I missed it? I'm just saying. Because I've been busy focused on, like, shootings.
On real things, on real issues, yeah. And not your Anheuser-Busch products in your refrigerator. And we'll also talk about loyalty. Numbers came out a couple days ago. 20% of all college athletes right now are...
Basketball players.
It's actually more in college football.
Is it really? Okay, yeah, I saw they had about
that. So roughly 20% of all college athletes, period, are in the portal right now, the transfer portal. And what's interesting enough about it is 50% of those individuals that go into the transfer portal don't get re-signed. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I don't like it here. I don't like this woman. So I'm going to go date somebody new. And next thing you know, you don't have a date for Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about loyalty. You and I had a nice cup of coffee yesterday for a couple hours. We talked about that. We're going to get into it on
Fox 6.
You
had coffee. You had a milkshake.
Yeah. I'm 57. If I drink caffeine after 3, I stay awake all night. And I get the jitters and I get restless leg syndrome. It sucks getting old, dude. It's fucking terrible.
I have a client yesterday who's like, I don't know, he's like 46.
Yeah.
He's like, I get foot cramps now. And he's like, I think my magnesium.
It's
getting old. Here's the thing.
I stay active.
Here's the thing. Getting old happens not when you're 50. It happens. It really starts happening when you hit 30. It really is. Like, you're pretty damn resilient through your 20s.
I think I just didn't acknowledge it until I...
No, because it's fewer things. It's smaller things. But what I'm saying is, if you look back, now that you're 50, look back and you'll see at about 30 is when things slightly start going wrong.
Yeah, but most of the things that start going wrong in your 30s is because it's self-inflicted.
Well, yeah, you just can't rebound from it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Your feet are swelling, you got restless leg, you cancer cut off your face every other week.
Yeah, a little sleep apnea going on. Yeah, you got to wear the...
My dad didn't go to a doctor's entire life, made it to 82. I think I have a shot. We'll talk about that. And also, I didn't get on here yesterday, but I want to wish my daughter a happy belated 11th birthday.
11 going on.
We went to Dave and Buster's last night. She was wanting to go have dinner somewhere, and you know, she loves games, and so I took my two sons and her to Dave and Buster's. And by the way, if you go to Dave and Buster's, I should get them on the air. If you go early enough, you get half off the games. So I got two $20 cards, man. We were getting after it. It just kept working. I was like, this is pretty cool. We had a great time. Happy birthday, baby doll. Happy 11th birthday. And you tell me she's going to start getting sassy around 12?
Well, she's already... I wouldn't say she's sad. Your daughter's very precocious.
Dude, your life changes when your daughter starts wearing bras. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm like... What? You're 11 years old. I'm like, oh no.
I know. Just wait. My daughter's exactly double age of your daughter.
She's talking about maybe I'm... Oh no.
Oh, it's just... There's so many things.
No, that don't happen. Like,
there's
15 or 16.
So many things. You have no... It's all coming.
You ever see that commercial where the father is in the bathroom with his daughter and he's teaching her how to shave her legs?
Yeah.
I forget what it's for.
Yeah.
I think it's for Nair or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. But happy birthday to her. Let's get into the loyalty thing first, because I don't want to dive in too deep into still in the book mold anything, but we'll get into that here in a second. We were talking about loyalty yesterday, and we were trying to come up with a topic for Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning with Mike and Toy. So it's gonna be a testosterone driven four man discussion on the transfer portal. And I hate the word purist, or old, or old-fashioned. Yeah. We must adapt. We must change. The rules are changing, whether it's Major League Baseball rules, whatever it is. So we have to adapt to those changes. And most times we realize that, that the changes are probably a good thing because, you know, obviously our generation is different than it was even 15, 20 years ago. So the transfer portal is wide open. Mm-hmm. And now we got kids that are going to schools. We talked about this yesterday. I'm like, okay, why do we even have commitments? Why are we committing to a school when, you know, if I'm not getting my playing time or I'm not getting, you know, treated correct or my NIL deal fell through, then I want to go play somewhere else. That's the rule. You can do whatever you want. Now we're finding out that 50% of these kids that decide they don't want to play when they went, it's happening at Alabama, it's happening at Auburn, it's happening at UAB. I think had four or five different transfer kids. I had a kid from Iowa that was fantastic. My Xavier Muskie's got transferred. So there's not a basketball team out there that doesn't have a kid that transferred, which is fine. And I'm not sure what the rules are, whether you can transfer more than once.
Can you transfer? Well, I know you can. Can you transfer? If you don't get picked up, what happens to you?
I don't know.
Do you come back?
I don't know.
I mean, as a student. I don't mean as an athlete.
Much like, you know, you don't want to have a blowout unless you have a spare. Yeah. I would think. And then we started talking about loyalty and jobs.
Yeah.
It used to be, in our generation, the generation before the baby boomers and the Gen X's, that you were happy to have a job, you'd stay at the same place, even if you didn't like the job, and you were making a pretty good living, you were supporting your family, you didn't want to take a shot, you certainly wouldn't let anyone know that you were looking for another job.
Oh, God.
No. Now it's like, who gives a rip? I mean, you got people getting a job, and the next week, they're on Indeed with their resume, just in case something better comes along. And so,
it's capitalism, man. It's capitalism.
It is capitalism, but where is the loyalty? Because and like you wrote to Jeremy, our producer at Fox 6, is the grass always greener? Because it's not. And sometimes, and I'll even go, because we've both been through it, I'll even go to marriage. Mm-hmm. When you're in a relationship and things get a little rough, are you looking? Are you that person
you're
always
thinking
thinks,
about it? You may be thinking about it.
Are you one of those people that feels like you settled based on...
Well, you may have.
Yeah. But and how long do you stick it out and stay with it? I think we are much more knee-jerk now to jump the minute we see something shiny or something that pays more or something that looks better.
It's easier.
It is, but it's not always the best thing to do.
No. No. But the transfer portal is interesting, though, to me because, and I guess I don't know enough about it, you know, forget the athlete part of it. You can transfer schools from one school to school. It's up to you. I mean, hell. For the amount of money that a lot of times you're paying, you bet, you know, if there's a better opportunity, I know I did. My mom was back in the day, but I went my freshman year to UC Santa Barbara, which is great, number one party school at the time.
Yes.
It was great, but I really had wanted to go to UCLA. I didn't get in my first year. And after the end of my first year, I just moved schools. Now, I had to get in. Yep. It wasn't an automatic. So it's interesting. I wonder what happens to these athletes. I'm guessing that you, if you're not picked up by another school, you remain a student at your school.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder what happens to your scholarship. I guess you give it up.
I think you lose it. Again, we're talking half.
That's a lot.
You would think that if you're going to go in the transfer portal, you would have an idea. Now, I don't know what the recruiting laws are, whether you can actually talk to another school, but I'm assuming like Jalen Hurts knew he was going to be starting quarterback at Oklahoma when he left Alabama. So, and it turned out pretty well for him. But I will also use Tua Tagovailoa as a situation where his father said, no, you came here, you committed here, you're staying here. And what happened to him? It turned out beautifully
But both of those stories, that's what's so great about those stories. Jalen Hurts made the decision, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easy to say, well, if Tua stuck it out and he was loyal and look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Great. There's a ton of players for Alabama and other schools that stick it out and they don't get to play.
Yeah.
They don't play much. I can think of one, I will not mention his name, a high school basketball player, played for Mountain Brook. I know his parents well. He got lots of offers to D2 and D3 schools, but he wanted to play for Auburn.
Yeah.
He wanted to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So he went on as a walk-on, and with no guarantees that he would ever get any playing time, but his mindset was, I want to be a part of this D1 team. Yeah. I don't even care if I don't, I mean, I want to play, but I don't care if I, I play. Turns out he actually got a little bit of playing time, but that was it. But the difference was he went in knowing that there's not a great chance that I'm ever in my 4 years going to get much or any playing time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think to me, this is the loyalty part. Part of loyalty is going into whatever you're going into with the right expectations.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go in into a relationship with, I expect it to be this, and I expect to get this out of it, and I expect to put this into it, and, you know, after 2 years, that ain't happening.
Yeah. It depends on what you're contributing. It depends on how good you are. It depends on how long you've been at this particular area. I'm using jobs. And I'll use my experience. I was in Louisville, Kentucky. I was there for 2.5 years. I asked for a $1,200 raise, which comes out to $25 a week in 1987.
How dare you?
And my boss said no.
Yeah.
I was number one on my time spot, and I didn't know how to react to that. I was obviously very disappointed and frustrated, and I said, well, and I wanted the afternoon job, and I said, if I don't get it, something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, good luck.
Yep.
And I walked out. And at that point, I was stuck. Now, I was super blessed that 2 days later, someone called from St. Louis, was driving through, said, I heard you on the radio. I think you're great. I'm starting a radio station in Birmingham called Classic Rock 99 and would love to have you as my afternoon. Now, I took the position before I even talked to my boss because I was pissed. And then when I sat down and said, listen, I'm leaving in 2 weeks, they got really upset with me. Then they were like, we'll give you your $1,200. We're gonna push you an afternoon.
Right.
And I said, why are you all?
Were they upset because you didn't come to them?
Yes.
Yes.
And I've had that conversation with my son many times. I'm like, listen, if you are looking to move, you don't need to go to your boss and say, listen, I'm thinking about looking around, because if they know that you're wanting to leave, then they're going to let you go. Depending on the business, again, is it a startup business? Is it a business they can do without you? Or are you a huge part of their budget where they can't let you go? Be careful how you play your cards, because you may be standing on the side of the road looking for a gig. But if you do it in a direct, transparent, and I may even say subtle way of saying, listen, I think I have more to offer here, and I think I'm worth more than you're paying me.
Yep.
Don't say you're looking for another job, but let them know, hey, listen, I'm not really happy with the conditions I'm in. I need more titles, blah, 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 and you're worth
it. I mean, in some cases, it's part of not relationships.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't go better yourself.
And no,
I'm not
saying, but some of it is part of, if you think about it, you have this in free agency and pro sports, but you see it more in the job market. Part of the way you get your raise is you go out on the market.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at the market. And your employer usually says, do what you need to do.
A beautiful thing is when someone offers you something that you weren't looking for.
Yep.
Because you weren't looking for it. You weren't trying to cheat. You weren't looking at the other woman across the hall. But it happens. And then you come back and say, I've been offered this position. And you allow them to go, whoa.
You want to get in deep in the psychology of this. I've got...
And you can do that in a subtle way without putting out resumes on Indeed, too. You can put yourself out there. You can let people know what you do for a living. And the good headhunters will find you.
Well, and here's the thing that gets real interesting is when you get an offer and you're not looking... I see a lot of people who they will get, somebody will try to recruit them in business, and they will give them, put a better offer on the table. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, we talk about loyalty. I've got a number of clients who it's clearly a better offer. It's a better job. It's a better everything. They feel terrible guilt. I've had to work with a lot of clients helping them figure out, do I make this transition and this transaction to a better job because I feel loyal to the people
Did they give you your first shot? Did they deal with your failures and said,
exactly,
listen, we're going to grow with you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's one thing if they match the deal, but I've had a number of clients where the deal in front of them was outrageously good. I just, you know, and the existing organizations are like, We can't match that. We can't do anything. And my clients are, they're torn. because it is not just about the money. I'm obviously with my clients, they're making a good living at the existing place, but it's exactly what they said. They gave me my first job. They helped me navigate the bumpy waters. How can I leave them in the lurch? How can I even have this conversation that I'm going to leave? I feel terrible.
Yeah.
And I would say it's about 50-50 in terms of ones who go.
Wow.
Because again, depending on the job, you know, it's how much money do you need?
Yeah.
How much money? And it's the grass is greener syndrome. What if I walk into this? This looks like everything's legit. They're going to offer me the job. They're going to pay me more. What if I don't like it?
Yeah.
What if I don't like the people?
Yeah. There's one thing for sure. We're loyal to you. Yeah, so we're loyal to you with not only the Curry and Claypo show, and we'll take a short break. We'll be back in 60 seconds, but also make sure you check out the Tony Curry Radio podcast. Our podcasts are off the chain right now. Win and Run with Stuart Rome, Mission Mile with Michael Coleman. We're going to be starting a brand new show. I drove down to Montgomery Area Food Bank yesterday. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Jessica and Steve and Michael for having me down. They allowed me to walk into their inner circle. It was absolutely amazing. They cover 35 counties in the state of Alabama. They delivered 8.5 million meals last year. Dude, they're getting after it. That's doing wonderful. God's work, great service. But all of our shows, Live Wire Wednesday, the Curry and Claypo show, Need to Know. I do a great show with Kip Kiefer called the Kiefer and Curry Show. Great shows. Check out Tony Curry Radio Podcast, TKR Podcast. You can hear all of our shows. And, of course, all of our shows run on the TKR app. It's super easy. Through Apple, TKR, Tony Curry Radio on Android. Download the app. It's free. I promise you're going to love it. Great classic rock and roll. All right, coming up here next, why are women burning their bras? It's a good day for us men.
Is it National Burn Your Bra Day today?
No, okay, no, so this is just a TikTok thing. This is a good thing. I like it. It's good. We'll talk about it next in 60 seconds, and we'll be on Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning here. And welcome Dr. Josh Claypo back in the studio as we do every Thursday here for Curry and Claypo. Back in 60 seconds.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.